ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, you know, there's the big debate, low fat, low sugar. Is fat really as bad as we think for cholesterol and heart disease? And my next guest is an expert. Dr. Kajun Kallon is an associate professor of internal medicine in the section of general internal medicine at Louisiana State University Health Science Center in Shreveport. So welcome, Dr. Kallon, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying it.
So basically, you know, it does. It goes back and forth. You know, we know that diets are pretty much in vogue for people. And there was a recent documentary, I guess, called Fed Up, which talked about so much sugar. I mean, it's hard to avoid sugar in your diet, even if you think you're being good, because things like yogurt, which I'm sure your patients will tell you, oh, they think they're giving their kids something healthy. You read the label and it's, oh, my God, the whole thing has added sugar to it. So how do you manage this as you take care of your patients and advise people?
So absolutely, I agree. We seem to have a sugar craze amongst ourselves. I'd like to back up. The section was called Fat versus Sugar, and I guess part of this is being fed of the recent Time magazine article that talked, you know, butter may not be all that bad, and
right,
sugar's the real enemy. And I, just for the listeners out there, I'm not a scientist. I'm a doctor. So I actually deal with people and not numbers, per se.
Right.
That article had referenced a meta-analysis published in one of our respected journals. So, it you know, it sounds good. We've got data. It shows that fats are not all that bad and sugars are bad. And so two things. A, if you look at that data, if you look at that study, it was published out of England. Yes, they had 150,000 people. Sounds amazing. Less than a quarter of them were from this continent. How many of them were even American? We don't know because they didn't list it. We also don't know what race they were. So one of the things I want people to know, because I do think the medical community is guilty of confusing people. You know, we said 30 years
right.
ago, don't eat fats. And now we're saying, don't eat sugars. And I think, you know, a disservice to the layperson is when they come out and say statements like that. The other thing that I find very often when people ask me what to eat, and I don't know anybody, none of my patients walk into a restaurant and say, I'd like to eat an entree with about 10 grams of sugar, and how about put some polyunsaturated fatty acids on it?
Right.
We don't talk like that. They talk in terms of food. And if you look at it, and that's, I think, what you were referring to, most of our food, unfortunately, is full of both cholesterol and sugar. Distinguishing
right.
the two is different and very difficult.
Right.
I
was going to say,
ahead.
And that's, you know, it's part of the problem. So you go in a restaurant, and maybe that's not as good as even preparing your stuff at home. But don't you feel that the real culprit are these prepackaged, prepared foods? I mean, even a restaurant has fresh ingredients. Maybe they're adding a little more than you would, or using butter, because, you know, when
mm-hmm.
people go out to restaurants, they're like, oh, I don't feel like dieting when I'm out at a great restaurant, especially right down in Louisiana or New Orleans or something. I know you're not from there, but so is it the packaged food that you think, and you almost do have to be a chemist? It's funny you said that. You read the package. I know they're going to change the label, but my God, it's hard for doctors to make sense of these packages.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I totally agree with you. You know, it's funny, right before I did this, I was talking to students about how to motivate patients to change their diet. And it's difficult. You know, we were joking about, you mentioned yogurt. The easy packaged goods for parents to give their kids before going to breakfast are, you know, yogurt, these Pop-Tarts and Toaster Strudels. And, I mean, I joke at them. I said, I'd rather give my son a Hershey's chocolate bar. At least he'll think I'm the coolest mom on earth. And frankly, they're not that much different. Actually, the chocolate bar might even have some antioxidants.
Right.
I mean, I'm joking. But really, the market is full of these sugared additives in juices. And I think we do a disservice because we've got these children growing up, and that's what they have. Even their cereals. There's barely a cereal out there that doesn't have some element of extra frosting or extra sugar. It you know, like, take a step back. So as a mom, do I think giving my son a whole egg and a whole glass of milk that has good quality protein in it? Oh, that's way better than my giving him one of these packaged things. But you're right. It's something that we probably have to work with the food industry and get them to agree with that. You know, they did this thing in England where they actually told all the same giants in America, the same giants in England, the same, you know, McDonald's and KFC. But in that country, they actually have to make food with less sodium. And the segment is not about sodium, but the same McDonald's in England will have less sodium in it because the government makes them.
Here, it's
different. But as the layperson, the one advice I can give my patients that I tell them is when you go to the grocery store, stick to the outside. As long as, and most grocery stores have the same layout, towards the outer walls will be the dairy products, the meat, the poultry, the veggies. They're all on the outside, on the periphery. When you start going into those aisles of processed foods is where you run into trouble.
Right. And it's true. And, you know, I mean, people sometimes try and blame parents, you know, for not eating healthy for their kids, but it's so hard to do, right? If you can't have a yogurt with without having all these added fruits, I mean, yogurt seems like something healthy, dairy, you know, that it's not, sometimes it's not really their fault. They're trying their best, and maybe we do need to work with the food industry. It's just they're such special interest groups. So,
oh, absolutely. And it depends on the parent. So there's really no one-size-fits-all. I have, and, you know, I work in Louisiana. I work in a city with one of the highest poverty rates in the nation. I cannot tell my patients to go eat fresh vegetables. They live in food desert. The only shop near their house are liquor stores that happen to sell canned veggies. So it's different for every person that you see. And that's where physicians need to come, and I wouldn't say down to the patient's level, but we need to come at the patient's level and talk to them about how to make it easy. Because the culture promotes the sugary, ready-to-made, it's easy, and, you know, it's wonderful, and kids love it, and adults love it, kind of thing. But it is. It requires, and I do think we're moving in the right direction. If the American College of Cardiology, their latest guidelines, doesn't talk so much about each nutrient. It doesn't, like, separate it out about whole grains and, you know, like, simple sugars and PUFAs and MUFAs. They've come more to do a Mediterranean diet. Do a diet rich in vegetables. But you're right. Is that easy? Well, it's not impossible, but I wouldn't call it easy.
Right. And I think probably the take-home message for parents is that they should start to look at the labels a little bit, and supposedly they're going to clarify the labels for us, and then, you know, make as much as you can make, and, you know, think about it. It's really the combination of both. It's a little bit of the lower fats, more unsaturated fats, and then trying to tone down the sugar. So it's really critical. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.